I guess if the recording has started, we should get started. So again, welcome to each one. And we're going to ask the Lord to bless us today. Let's just have a word of prayer. Lord, you know our weakness and you know our need. And we come before you now. We thank you for your word.
主啊，您知道我们的人，若您知道我们的需要，所以我们来到您面前，来到您的话的面前来。
You've given that to us to direct us, to enlighten us, to tell us the truth.
所以呢，您把您的话赐给我们，来引导我们，给我们呢，真理的光。
But Lord, you've also sent the Spirit of God to be our teacher, to explain the truth to us.
主啊，你也把圣灵赐给我们，让我们来解释真理。
And we pray that you will just help us now as we go into these studies.
所以呢，我们进入这个学习的时候，祈求你们来帮助我。
Open our intelligence and then open our hearts to love you and to turn to you and to follow you.
现在求您呢，打开我们的智力，也打开我们的心灵，让我们呢去理解，而且是跟随您。
And so we give thanks, looking to you for blessing now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在呢，献上感恩，祈求您赐福给我们，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, good to have everyone here today. We were studying last in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and looking more and more at the life of this man, the Apostle Paul.
再次欢迎大家，我们一直在学习呢，哥林多后书第五章，这个呢，我们一再的来看看这个人，就是我们的使徒保罗，他的人生。
It's hard for us to know what's going on in the mind and in the heart of anyone.
所以对我们来说很难知道，任何人他们大脑里的想法和心里的想法。
And we could become very critical of others and say, well, probably their heart isn't very true. And Paul says, I want you to see my heart.
所以呢，我们有时候呢，会对别人的心里的想法呢，很挑剔，认为呢，有可能他们心里想的是不好的东西。但是使徒保罗说呢，我要你们来看看我的心灵。
And so it's in this book of 2 Corinthians that we tend to see more into the heart of this wonderful man than anywhere else.
所以从这个《哥林多后书》里呢，我们就更多的、更细的去看看这个奇妙的人，使徒保罗的内心，比其他的任何书信里更多的去了解。
And here in these last verses of chapter 5, we're also getting a glimpse of the heart of God.
所以这个呢，在他的这些《哥林多后书》第五章里呢，我们也同样可以呢，看到一点点神的那种心。
And of course, you never could understand the heart of Paul if you didn't understand the heart of God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，你当然呢，如果你不理解那个神的心和我们主耶稣的心，你就也理解不了使徒保罗的心。
And so he says now, in verse 18, he says now, all things are of God.
第十八节，哥林多后书第五章第十八节说，一切都是出于神。
And it's true. He is the explanation for, he is the reasons for all things.
所以这个也是个事实，他是那一切的理由，他也是神是一切的解释，这所有的一切的解释。
And so if you understand what's going on in the heart of God, you can go from there to understand what's going on in individual lives, what's going on in communities, what's going on in nations, what's going on in the world, the understanding of God and His purpose is behind all the understandings of everything else.
所以这个呢，如果你能够理解那个神的心的话呢，那么说你就会理解一些关于个人呢、啊，关于你的社区啊，关于一个国家，关于整个世界所有的事情。如果你理解神的心灵和神的计划，那么说对你来说就很容易去理解世界上其他的一些事情。
So the answer to the question, what's it all about, is given to us beginning in verse 18.
所以呢答案呢在这个里面给我们的所有的一切呢是在第十八节开始的。
It says that God has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ.
所以这里说呢神在基督里叫世人与自己和好。
You can imagine the disappointment in the heart of God when he was in the Garden of Eden.
所以你们大家也都理解当神在伊甸园的时候呢他心里的那个失望。
He had made Adam and Eve for himself, for happy friendship and fellowship with himself.
所以呢他神呢创造了亚当和夏娃为了和他自己有亲密的关系为了他可以去爱他们。
And because of their sin,They had to be separated from God, and there's a sense in which God at that point became a broken-hearted father, and he felt like a broken-hearted mother.
所以这个里面呢，就是说，当时从某种意义上来说呢，在那个时候，神呢必须和亚当跟夏娃分开。从这个意义上来说呢，他是一个心碎的父亲，或者是一个心碎的母亲。
And so his objective becomes that of reconciliation. He wants to bring mankind back to himself. So the line is that God has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ.
所以这个里面呢神呢他的计划呢就是要让人呢与他重归于好回到他那里去。所以第十九节在这里就说呢这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好。
But then Paul says that in an amazing way, God has given to Paul and to those working with him the ministry of reconciliation. God is going to do this great reconciliation.But the work of explaining that is going to be what Paul does.
所以呢这个里面呢就是说呢神使徒保罗启示在下面告诉我们神是怎么样也使徒保罗一种奇妙的方式告诉我们神是怎样要去做这样一件事怎样让我们跟神重归于好。
So the question is, what is that reconciliation?And verse 19 gives us the answer.
所以呢问题就是说呢这个和好它是一个什么呢那么第十九节给出了答案。
That is verse 19, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation.
所以这个第十九节说这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好不将他们的过犯归到他们身上并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。
So, the story is wonderful. Jesus dies on a cross in order to, forgive our sins so that our sins would not be imputed to us.
这个里面呢就是说呢这个故事是非常奇妙的我们的主耶稣基督呢他为我们在十字架上而死这样为呢赦免了我们的罪这样呢我们的就不将我们的过犯呢归到我们自己身上。
And basically says, at the end again of verse 19, he's committed to us this word of reconciliation.
基本上呢在第十九节的结尾时候并且将这和好的道托付给我们。
So what's your job, Paul?
所以使徒保罗的工作你是什么呢
?And the answer is my job is to tell you all about this work of reconciliation.
所以保罗说，我的工作就是说把这所有的这样的和好的道呢讲给你们听。
Therefore, verse 20, Paul says, we are ambassadors.
在那个使徒保罗在第二十节说呢，所以我们是基督的使者。
Paul says, that's my official role in the world today. I'm an ambassador for Jesus Christ.
所以这个使徒保罗说呢，这是我在世界上的官方的位置，职位就是说我是基督的大使。
And so he says, verse 20, as though God were pleasing through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf.Be reconciled to God.
第二十节继续说，好像神借我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
What's my job as an ambassador? To encourage you to be reconciled to God. And he's calling people to Jesus Christ, to God through Jesus Christ. That's his job.
所以呢，那个大使的那个职责是什么呢？他的职责呢，就是说呢，去鼓励你们，鼓励你们那个与神和好。与神和好呢，就是说呢，要劝你们，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
And the summary of the work that Jesus did is given to us in verse 21.
做出了总结，就是说那么主耶稣基督是怎么做的，是在第21节里面。
It says, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
第21节说，神使那不知罪的替我们成为罪，而且我们在他里面成为神的义。
So, the logic is, we give him our sin, he gives us his righteousness.
所以这个逻辑呢，是我们把我们的罪呢给他，他把他的义给我们。
And that's a beautiful picture. That's the whole message of reconciliation. Paul says, I'm wearing my ambassadorial clothes, and I'm here to tell you all about the Lord Jesus. He is crying to you, saying, you come to him, you give him your sin, he'll give you his righteousness, and you will be reconciled to God.
所以这是一个很美的一个画面，所以这是福音所要涵盖的一切。所以使徒保罗说呢，啊，我现在呢要穿上我那个大使的衣服，所以呢劝你们呢，把你们呢跟主跟神和好，怎么和好呢？你把你的罪给他，他把他的义给你们。
And so he's basically saying the same thing in verse 6. We then, or chapter 6, verse 1. We then, as workers together with him, we plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain.
这个呢，他继续在哥林多后书第六章的第一节说呢，是同样的事情。我们与神同工的，也劝你们不可徒受他的恩典。
So he said, the message is to all of those out there, but it's also to you Corinthians. The message of reconciliation is not just for those away, but it's for you who are far. You in the Corinthian assembly, you have got to be reconciled too.
所以他这里说的呢，这样的信息呢，不光光是传递到世界的各地，传给所有的人，特别的就是要传给你们这些哥林多人，因为你们哥林多人呢，其实这不是很远，所以呢，这个里面我把信息传给你们，你们哥林多人也要与神同归于好。
So he says, verse 2, in the acceptable time have I heard you.And in the day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
第二节说，因为他说在悦纳的时候，我应允了你，在拯救的日子，我搭救了你。看哪，现在正是悦纳的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。
Now we usually take the second half of that particular verse, and we use it in the proclamation of the gospel to the unsaved.
所以呢，通常呢，我们用这个第二节的后半部分呢，用来去向那些不信的人呢，去宣传福音。
He says to them, "Now, you, the unsaved have got to hear the truth of God. They've got to be reconciled to God. But you also, you Corinthians, you've got to be reconciled to God too."
所以就是他说的那些没有得救的人呢，他们必须呢听到神的真理，他们必须跟神和好。那么你们记得哥林多人呢，你们也应该与神和好。
Basically, he's saying, if there's anything in the life of you Corinthians, individually or even collectively, if there's anything separating you in any way from the Lord Jesus Christ, get rid of it. Today is the day of salvation.
所以他这里面讲到的是，如果任何的事情，或者在你们个人身上，或者在你们总的那些人的身上，那么说呢，如果有任何的事情，以任何的方式让你们把让你们和我们的主耶稣基督隔开的话，那么你们今天呢就要处理到，再处理掉这个问题，与基督和好。
Sometimes we look at our lives and we recognize.That we aren't all that we should be. We don't do all that we should do, or we do things that we should not do. And we say, you know, I think I'm going to deal with that. Maybe next year. Next year is going to be different from this year. That's what I'm going to do next year.
这个里面呢，有时候呢，我们回顾一下我们的人生。我们说呢，在我们人生中间呢，我们没有像我们应该做的事情那样，我们应该做事情我们没有去做。我们不有时候呢，做一些我们不应该做的事情。有时候呢，就是说呢，你说这个事情呢，我要处理一下，处理一下呢，但是呢，有时候你们会说，我到明年再处理吧，明年反正还有时间，我等明年再处理，今年不处理了。
And the world has a phrase, we call it in English, a New Year's resolution. Next year, I resolve that I am going to do this or that.
所以这个里面呢，在英语里面有这么一个词，说呢，新年的解决方案。因为呢，新年来了，我再去把这个问题给解决了。等新年来了，我去做点这，做点那。
So the apostle says, if it's a good thing to do next year, it's better to do it now. Now is the day of salvation for us from the problems that would, distress us. Today is the day to set it right with the Lord.
这个年代呢，那个使徒保罗告诉我们说，如果你明年要解决这个事情，你认为是好的话，那你最好就现在解决，现在把这个问题给解决，因为现在是这样的问题呢，它在困扰着我们，它给我们压着我们，所以呢，最好呢，如果任何事情不对，你今天就要把它纠正和那个主之间不对的事情，把它马上纠正过来，今天就是拯救的日子。
So in part now, he's going to say, listen, I want you to be reconciled. I want you to be going in the right direction. And I'm going to tell you about myself so that you will recognize the importance of doing what is right.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，使徒保罗告诉他们，就是说呢，就是说你知道你现在要去把这个事情要和好，你知道呢，你现在要把它纠正过来。所以呢，下面呢，我要告诉你们，要向你们走在正确的方向。我下面告诉一些关于我自己的事情，所以呢，你就知道，就是把这些错误的事情纠正过来是有多么的重要。
You can imagine the story of a little boy.And his grandmother.
你可以想象一下一个小男孩和他的奶奶之间的。
And the little boy sits down for supper, and the food is placed in front of him. He says, "I don't like that."
所以那个小男孩呢，坐在桌子上，那个食物呢已经准备好了。他说，我不喜欢吃这个。
And mommy says, "Johnny, that is good food."And you should know that your grandmother spent all day preparing that supper for you. She got the very best of everything. She worked hard and long, and she did it just for you.
妈妈就对佳妮说呢，佳妮，你要知道，这些所有的食物呢，都是你奶奶给你准备的。她呢，精心的准备呢，而且呢，花了很长的时间呢，非常努力的给你准备好了这样的一盘食物。这盘食物呢，是对你最好的一盘食物。
And, the mother may go on and say, you say you don't like that food, but you never even tasted it.
那个妈妈呢，有可能对佳妮说呢，佳妮说，你说你不喜欢这个食物，你可能连尝一口都没尝呢。
And so mommy says, Johnny, you go ahead and eat that.
所以妈妈说，佳妮，那你赶紧把它给吃了。
And Johnny says, no. And mommy says, yes, you will, because you see, you're...Grandmother made that for you. You must eat it. You must be respective and you must be thankful.
所以呢，那个佳妮说呢，我不想吃。那妈妈就跟她说呢，你必须吃，你会吃的，因为你的奶奶呢，为了这一切呢，给你准备了很长时间。你因此呢，你必须要尊重她的劳动，你也必须要感恩。
Now the Corinthians were resistant to Paul's pleading with them to do things right for Jesus' sake.
所以这个里面呢，哥林多人呢，他们拒绝呢，使徒保罗的劝导，他们拒绝呢，去为呢主耶稣基督去做正确的事情。
And in rejecting that counsel, the Corinthians were enthusiastic to say bad things about Paul.
所以呢，就是因为呢，拒绝他这样的劝告呢，那个哥林多人呢，他们很喜欢去说一些使徒保罗的坏话。
Now Paul says, "I want you to know what I did to help you." Verse 3.
所以呢，第三节呢，使徒保罗说呢，我要你们知道我做的一些事情，只是帮助你们的。
Paul says, "We give no offense in anything."We do this that our ministry may not be blamed.
所以第三节说，我们凡事都不叫人绊倒，免得这事工被人责备。
But he says, in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of the Lord.
第四节说，反倒在各样的事上表明自己是神的仆人。
Now, why would they respect Paul?
他们为什么要尊重使徒保罗呢？
Why do you highly respect those who love you?
你为什么要去尊重那些爱你的人呢？
And why would you expect respect from those from whom you should get respect?
所以为什么你希望那些你希望他们尊重你的那些人尊重你呢？
So, Paul says, I'm going to tell you why you should obey the Lord Jesus, because this is what I have done in order to bring that message to you.
所以呢，使徒保罗跟他们说呢，我要告诉你们为什么你们要顺服主耶稣基督。下面呢，就是说这是我所做的事情，以便呢让你们去顺服主。
So he says, this is what I've done. Here are four things. He says, I preach the gospel to you in much patience, in tribulations, in needs, and in distresses.
也就是他们使徒保罗做的四件事情，是吧？就如在许多的忍耐、患难、贫乏、困苦。
And so you sit back and you say, well, I guess that's pretty important. Those are important reasons.
所以你坐下来想一下，你说这个呢是非常重要的，这应该是非常重要的理由。
Paul says, "Do you remember how patient I've been with you?"
使徒保罗说，你知道我对你们有多么的忍耐吗
？And probably some of them said yes, and I can remember how impatient I was with you, Paul. You certainly were patient with me.
因为他们中间有些人会说，那是的，我当然记得，当然记得我对你是多么的不耐心、不耐烦，而你是多么的对我们有耐心、有忍耐。
And then Paul says, you'll remember that when I was teaching you the truth of God, I often got into real trouble because of it.
那个使徒保罗说呢，你知道吗？就说呢，当我教导你们神的真理的时候呢，我通常呢会有很多的麻烦是你们给我造成的。
And then he says, I did it in needs. That means there were times when he had great personal needs that he didn't attend to in order that the Christians could benefit.
因为他说呢，我也是在做出的，就是有需要的时候，需要的时候呢，他说这个呢，其实呢，就是说呢，在你们有很多的那个时候啊，我在那个时候有很多需要，有很多就是贫乏的时候呢，因为我是不是因为你们去做这些事情而贫乏的。
And then he says, and I did it in distresses. There were times when I was in real trouble, but I said, I'm not going to deal with my trouble. I'm going to teach the truth of God to you.
这个里面呢，他说呢，我也是在困苦中去为你们做那些事情。他说呢，有时候呢，我人生呢有很大的麻烦，我也非常的困苦。但是这个时候呢，我说呢，我现在不去针对我现在的困苦，我要去教导你们神的真理。
So I said, all right, Harold, you're supposed to be the minister of the gospel. So could you tell the Corinthians that that's what your life was like? Paul says, I did these four things for you. I say to myself, all right, Harold, what have you done?
因为我就说呢，对自己说 Harold 呢，你也是在服侍那个福音的传福音的。那么使徒保罗呢，对当时的哥林多人做了这四件事情。那么 Harold 你做了什么呢？
And I say, well, I don't know that I've done very much like that.
因为我就跟自己说呢，我好像没有做的他那么多。
The Apostle Paul was full of sincerity. What about Harold?
所以呢，使徒保罗是带着极大的真诚的。那么说 ，Harold 呢
？So I look at this list. I say, all right, Harold, I give them some examples now about your outstanding life of service to the people of God.
所以呢，然后呢，看看这些经文，我跟自己说呢 ，Harold， 你能列出一些，就是说你的这些特别明显的特点，你去服侍神的子民的时候的呢？
I say, well, I don't think I come up very high in that, Lord.
所以我跟主说，主啊，我可能达不到那么高的标准。
And as I was asking myself this question, I said, well, Harold, did you ever get into trouble because you were serving the Lord?
所以然后当我问我自己这问题的时候呢，我说，Harold， 你有没有在你因为你服侍主，所以你陷入了麻烦中呢？
And I thought, yes, there was one time I got into trouble because I was serving the Lord.
我说是的，起码有一次当我服侍主的时候呢，我陷入了麻烦。
So I'll tell you one story.
我跟大家讲一个故事。
I was driving a number of people home from a meeting many years ago.
这很多年前呢，他从一个会议里面开车送很多人回家。
And we didn't have many cars, and we had a lot of people, so I filled my car.
所以呢，我们呢没有很多的车，但是我们有很多的人，所以我把我的车呢装满了。
I got it so full, actually, that I put four people in the front seat.
今天这人如此的多之多，实际上呢，在我那个副驾驶上坐了四个人。
Most cars you can only put three people in the front seat. Sometimes you can only put two people in the front seat. I put four people in the front seat.
所以呢，实际上呢，就是说呢，有些车呢，你可以前面呢可以坐三个人，有些车呢前面只能坐两个人，但是我那个车前面呢是坐了四个人。
I figured it was important because I had to get these people to where they belong.
所以呢，我感觉呢，这个是非常重要的。我要把这些人送回他们自己的地方去。
And so a policeman came along, looked at me, and said, "We've got to give you a ticket. We've got to give you a fine. You're not supposed to have four people in the front seat."
所以呢，这个里面呢，一个警察就过来说呢，我应该给你开一张罚单，我要罚你的款，因为你不应该让你的前排坐四个人。
So he gave me a ticket. It probably cost me $15.
所以呢，他给我开了一张罚单，大概呢是15块钱。
Okay, well, do you feel really sorry for me?
你为我感到非常的遗憾吗？
No.
也不。
Was I in trouble? Yes.
我是在陷入麻烦了，是的。
Was I in trouble because I was serving the Lord? Yes.
我是因为服侍主，所以我陷入了麻烦吗？是的。
Was that a big deal?
这是个大的事情吗？
Well, not really.
也不太大。
You ask the Apostle Paul, did you ever get into trouble, Paul? For preaching the gospel?
你问使徒保罗说，保罗啊，你有没有在传福音的时候陷入麻烦了？
He said, well, yes, I went to prison several times for preaching the gospel.
这是的，我因为呢传福音呢，我被下到监狱里好几次。
So I asked myself, all right, Harold, have you ever gone to prison because you preached the gospel?
所以我问自己，我说 Harold， 你有没过因为你传福音而被下到监狱里去呢？
I say no.
我说没有没有。
Okay, would you listen to the Apostle Paul? Sure you would. He's got credibility.
所以那你会听那个使徒保罗讲的话吗？当然的，因为他是极其有信誉的。
You Corinthians, you listen to this great man.
所以呢，你们哥林多人，你来听这个伟大的人说。
So we got four reasons why you would listen to him in verse 4. Because of his patience, because of his tribulation, because of his needs, and because of his distresses.
所以这个里面呢，你有四个原因呢，你要听他这个人说话，因为他有忍耐，有患难，有贫乏，有困苦。
And that would be enough reason to follow him in the service of the Lord, wouldn't it?
所以这里呢，就是有足够的理由去听他的，当你们跟随主的时候，是不是？
But in verse 5, he adds some more reasons. He says, I served the Lord in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fasting.
这个呢，在第五节里，他加入了更多的理由。第一个说是他鞭打、监禁、扰乱、劳苦、警醒、禁食。
Okay, have I ever been beaten up for trusting for preaching the word?
所以呢，我有没有就是说呢，为了传神的话被鞭打了
？No, there was once a big man who told me he was going to beat me up if I kept preaching to him.
也没有，就曾经有一次呢，一个人说呢，如果我继续向他传福音的话，那他会打我。
But he never did, and I never did.
所以呢，他也没有打我，我也没跟他传福音。
In imprisonments, no, I've never been to prison.
在监狱里，他说我从来没有被监禁过。
In tumults, I've never been in fights.
所以呢，骚扰，我也从来没有就是说跟人打过架。
In labors.No.
劳苦我也没有。
In sleeplessness.
所以呢就是失眠。
Yeah, I guess that's true. Sometimes I don't get as much sleep as I would like because I'm either serving the people of God or worrying about serving the people of God.
是的。Right.也是这样，有这样的情况对我来说，因为有时候呢，我去说是去服侍那个神的子民，有时候呢，就是说呢，去担心服侍子的子民呢，我就睡不好觉。
In fasting,
所以呢，进食。
Do I ever lose a meal because I'm serving the Lord?
我有没有因为就是说呢，我服侍主而错过了一餐饭呢？
Not much.
也没有那么多。
This man, the Apostle Paul, was a marvelous man.
所以这个使徒保罗是一个奇妙的人。
He loved the Lord in a marvelous way.
他呢以一种奇妙的方式去爱主。
Some of you as fathers and mothers know a little bit about this in the way in which you've treated your children.
所以这个呢，你们中间有些人是父母，这样呢，你就可以从你去对待你孩子的方式里面去知道一些关于这方面的事情。
Paul says, this is the way in which, excuse me, this is the way in which I have treated you, Corinthians.
所以呢，使徒保罗说，这就是我对待你们这些哥林多人的那这样的一些方式。
Do you think that Paul is worthy of respect because of what he did for the Corinthians?
你认为呢，使徒保罗呢，他是值得，是因为他所做的事情值得那个哥林多人尊重他吗？
Yes, he was worthy of respect. But on top of that, he was worthy of obedience. People should have obeyed him because he did so much. He paid so much as an ambassador for God to them.
所以呢，使徒保罗呢，他是当然值得他们去尊敬、尊重他。那么，在这个尊重和尊敬之上呢，他们更应该顺服他，顺服他去听从他。因为实际上，使徒保罗呢，作为那个基督的大使呢，他在为神呢，为哥林多人呢，做了很多的事情。
How did he do it? By purity, by knowledge, by long suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love.
那么使徒保罗怎么做得到呢？他是借着纯洁、知识、恒久忍耐、仁慈、圣灵、无为的爱。
Did Paul have a double life? Did he have life before them and then another life where he was playing games and making money?
所以呢，使徒保罗他有双面的人生吗？他的一面人生就是说是他去显示给他们看，另外一个呢，他是去玩耍或者是说去赚钱呢？
No.
没有。
He did it by knowledge. What's that mean?
所以他凭着知识来这么去做的，这是什么意思呢？
Paul's message was 100% the truth.
所以呢，使徒保罗所传递的信息是100%的真的。
He didn't throw in a few extra things for exaggeration, excuse me, to make his story more pleasant.
他呢，并没有说呢，多花一点时间来去解释，让他的故事更好听。
He did it by long suffering. Did he do it in such a way that it cost him a lot and he had to suffer a lot? Yes.
所以这个里面呢，他以一种很久忍耐的方式去做。他在服侍他们的时间越长，他就越会忍耐吗？当然是的。
Did he do it for money or did he do it out of a heart of love and kindness?
因为他是为了钱那么去做的呢，还是因为爱和仁慈做的呢？
Did he do it by the Holy Spirit or did he do it out of selfish spirit?
因为他是因为圣灵帮助他去做的呢，还是因为他自私的灵去做的呢？
Did he do it by sincere love?
他是做这个以无为的爱去做的吗？
And the answer is yes.
答案是是的。
So, have you been counting?
所以你有没有在数呢？
Has he proven that he is sincere at serving them?
所以呢，你有没有数一下这几种原因？他是那个非常真诚的爱他们，去为他们服侍他们呢？
Do you think you're going to believe him?
你认为你能够相信他吗？
You count the ways. I'm just going to read them to you. You count, see how many are here.
现在我把这个读给你们听，你来数一下这里面有多少种原因。
Verse 4, patience, tribulation, needs, distresses, stripes, imprisonment, tumults, labors, sleeplessness, fastings, purity, knowledge, long-suffering, kindness, Holy Spirit, sincere love. How many is that?
现在我来读给你们听，忍耐。患难、贫乏、困苦、鞭打、监禁、扰乱、劳苦、失眠、禁食、纯洁、知识、恒久忍耐、仁慈、圣灵、真诚的爱，这里面有多少种了
？16.
How many?
16.
16. Everybody agree?
现在说16种，那么你们大家都同意丽莲的说法吗？
I thought it was 15, but it doesn't really matter. That's a whole lot more than I would have listed if I told you about me.
这个呢，我认为是15种，但是呢，我认为不管怎么样，它都是远远的超过呢那个，如果说是由我自己来说的话。
Did Paul love the Corinthians?
那么，保罗爱哥林多人吗？
Yes.
Yes.
Let's keep reading. Verse number 7.
我们继续来读第七节。
By the word of God. Sorry, by the word of truth. By the power of God. By the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left.
第七节说真理的道，神的大能，公义的兵器，在左在右。
What was he teaching them?
他在教他们什么呢?
He was teaching them the word of truth. No lies, no compromise, but he's teaching them the word of God in truth. Good for you, Paul.
所以呢，他就是说呢，他在教导他们神的真理的道，也就是圣经。他完全教的是神的道，神的大能里面的是完完全全的真理。所以呢，保罗，你做得很对。
How did he do it? By demonstration of the power of God.
他怎么去做得到呢？因为他是借着神的大能做的。
Did you think he might have told them about some answers to prayer?Do you think he might have been shown them about how God moved in a marvelous way to do this or that?
因为他会告诉人呢，神是怎么在做工的呢？神是怎么样在这件事情、那件事情上感动他去做的呢？
And what does he say? He does it by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left.
他怎么说呢？他是用公义的兵器在他左手右手拿着来做。
That's a lovely phrase, isn't it? The armor of righteousness.
这个是一个很可爱的词组，是不是呢？就是公义的兵器。
As you go through life, do you carry the armor of righteousness on the right hand and the left?
当你度过你人生的时候呢，你有没有就是说呢，把那个公义的兵器拿在你左手和右手呢？
The devil would love to attack you. Do you find he's defeated because your behavior is so righteous?
所以呢，魔鬼呢，他总是想袭击你，因为呢，你发现你打败了他，是因为你的那个行为的公义吗？
And so some people say, well, you know, I try to do things that are right. So I turn to the right and I do good things here. I just forget about the things on the left.
有些人呢说呢，我总想把事情做好做对。所以呢当我就把注意力放在右边的事情上的时候呢，但这个时候我就忘记了在左边的事情。
And Paul says, I do what's right here. And I do what's right there. two. I'm doing them both, and they are an armor for me on the right hand and on the left.
因此，保罗说呢，我在这边呢做正确事情，在那边呢也做正确的事情，因为在我的左手右手上都有公义的兵器。
Now he says, I keep doing verse 8. I keep doing things in a situation where there is honor if I do it, and there is dishonor if I do it. Sometimes it's by honor, sometimes it's for honor rather, sometimes for dishonor. I will do what is right, regardless of whether I get honor or dishonor.
所以这个里面呢，其实在第八节呢，也是的保罗继续说呢，我去做为神做这些事情，我去做的一些事情呢，有时候会得荣耀的，但是有时候呢，却会得受到羞辱。他说呢，不管怎么说呢，我不管我是做这件事情为神做事情，我能得到荣耀呢，还是受到羞辱呢，我一定都要把这些事情给做好。
He says, I do it.Regardless of whether I'm going to get an evil report for it or a good report for it.
他说呢，我呢，去做这些事情呢，不管怎么说，我会得到一个恶名呢，或者是得到一个美名，我都会去做。
He says, I do it even though people say you're lying, you're deceiving, you're not telling the truth. He says, I will do it as a deceiver.And yet, as true, even if it looks bad, I'm going to do it because it's right.
那这个呢，他其实说，那其实有时候我去做一些事情呢，甚至呢，别人都是觉得我在欺骗他们，是骗人的。所以呢，但是呢，他说呢，不管这个事情看起来是好像是去骗人的还是怎么样的，只要它是真实的，我就会去做。
Are you beginning to get respect for this man?
你有没有开始尊敬这个人的呢
？Corinthians, you'd better obey him. He's head and shoulders over anyone you've ever met.
因为这个呢，哥林多人呢，你们呢，要尊重这个人，因为实际上他的那个肩膀呢，比你们任何人的肩膀都要高。
But we're not finished yet, verse 9.
但是我们还没结束，我们来看看第九节。
He says, I do it as unknown and yet well known.
我做的这些的似乎不为人所知。
People say, I don't know why he does it. There's something unknown about him.
所以呢，有些人呢说呢，啊，我不知道他为什么要那么做，所以呢，他所做的事情呢不为人所知。
And so they start inspecting him.And he's subject to more inspection than almost anybody else. And he's still not well known. He's well known as a result of the inspection. They just don't find enough to say he's not unknown.
因为他根本就不去考察他，不去考察他，不管呢，使徒保罗做了多少的事情，多少的事情呢，他还是不为人所知，因为他们根本就不去考察他。
He served them as dying.
他呢去服侍他们就几乎到死。
And I think probably many who didn't like him would look at him and say, we don't have to worry about him much longer. He's really sick. He's going to die soon.
现在我认为很多人呢不喜欢他呢也就说呢我们不要管他了。这个人呢已经病得很重了他可能很快就会死了。
And then they'd meet him on the street and they would say to him,Oh, it's you. I thought you'd be dead by now.
因为他们在街上碰到他说哦是你啊我认为你已经死了。
He said, no, I'm not dead. I'm still alive. And it's the power of God that's in me that keeps me going. And they all say, wow.
因为他说那我还没死其实我还活着是神的大能呢在我里面呢让我继续的往前行。他们说哇。
And then he says, I've been chastened, but not killed.
然后继续说呢我是被追逐但是我却还是活着。
That happened to him on his first or second missionary journey, didn't it? They took him out of the city and they stoned him and they left him half dead.
这个呢其实发生在使徒保罗第一次第二次的那个宣教的过程中他们把他从城市里拉出去用石头砸死他他几乎把他打个半死。
They thought he was dead, it's just that they weren't certain.
所以呢，其实呢，他们认为他死了，只是他们不确定。
And then when he got up and walked away, they said, "Well, I guess we are certain now. He's not dead."
所以呢，然后他起来呢，又走了。他们就说：“啊，现在我们很确定，他并没有死。”
Verse 10, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing.
所以呢，第十节说呢，似乎悲伤，却是常常快乐的。
So how you feeling, Paul?
所以呢，使徒保罗，你现在感觉怎么样？
Paul tells you about all his sorrows and all his joys.
所以呢，使徒保罗告诉他所有他的苦难和他所有的喜乐。
It's interesting, the placing of the little word always.
所以呢，这里非常有意思呢，就是这个小词是常常。
It doesn't say as always sorrowful yet rejoicing. It says as sorrowful yet always rejoicing.
他并没说呢，我是常常的悲伤的，但他却说呢，我是常常的快乐。
You'd get a lot of respect for someone like that, wouldn't you?
所以呢，你会对这样的人呢极大的尊重，是不是？
He says, I did it as being poor, yet making many rich.
所以他说呢，我这么做呢，似乎贫穷，却是叫许多人富足的。
Show me your money, Paul.
哎呀，好了，你有多少钱？
He would say, I don't have anything left in my pocket.
他说我口袋里一分钱都没有。
But he said, those that I preach the gospel to, they're rich.
他说那些呢，我向他们传福音的那些人，他们是富足的。
He says, as having nothing, yet possessing all things.
他说呢，似乎一无所有，却是拥有一切的。
So here's my question. Would you respect a man like that?
现在是我的问，给你们的问题。你们会尊重，你愿意尊重像这么一个人吗？
Many would say there's nobody like that.
所以很多人说没有人像他那样。
And then you might say, well, Jesus was like that.
这也可能说主耶稣基督也是那样。
And then you would say, well, Paul was like Jesus.
你然后会得出结论说保罗像基督一样。
The Corinthians were happy to criticize Paul.
所以呢，那个基督徒们呢，他们不是那个哥尼多人呢，非常愿意去批判保罗。
Would you be happy to criticize Paul?
你会高兴去批判保罗吗
？I can't remember where it was many years ago, and I was listening to somebody, some Christians talking about something, and one of them said, "Well, that was just the Apostle Paul."He wasn't a very nice man.
所以呢，然后很多年前，我记得什么时候呢？有些人呢在谈那一件事情，他们说呢，这个的就有点像那个使徒保罗一样，他不是个很好的人。
I think the next line was he didn't respect women. He didn't like women.
所以呢，我认为下一句说呢，他不尊重妇女，他不喜欢妇女。
Do you think that they'd spent?The previous afternoon, just studying these verses that we've looked at.
你认为他们在那天整个下午他们学习呢，像我们刚刚学到的这些经文吗
？It's easy to criticize people.
所以非常容易去批判别人。
Don't criticize the Apostle Paul.
不要去批判保罗。
Don't criticize the Lord Jesus Christ.
也不要去批判主耶稣基督。
Don't criticize the people of God.
也不要去批判神的子民。
Jesus loves them.
主耶稣基督爱他们。
Jesus died for them.
主耶稣基督为他们而死。
And very few of us rise to the heights that Jesus and Paul rose to, but some of us rose a little bit.
所以呢，我们所有的人都是这样的成长，像呢使徒保罗成长的像主耶稣，但我们却有时候也成长一点点。
At least I can say I got one traffic ticket because I was serving the Lord, and I can say I could use that $15 somewhere else.
现在最少呢，我可以说呢，我起码有一次呢，因为我去服侍主呢，得到了一个交通罚单，一个罚单呢，起码呢，就是说呢，我可以用那15块钱去干点别的事情。
That's not very much to brag about, but it's something.
所以呢，这一没有什么，这一点事情是不值得去吹嘘的，但是呢，起码有一点东西在那。
I should tell you a couple of other stories about me and traffic.
所以呢，我应该给大家讲一下其他的一些故事，关于我和那些交通的。
It was on a Friday night, and I was driving a little boy home from our Friday night meeting.
因为这是在星期五的晚上，在星期五的晚上呢，因为我们星期五晚上有聚会，我开车送一个小男孩回家。
I was talking to him. I was dropping him off on 4th Avenue. I was talking to him, and I pulled into a bus stop. And I just sat there for a minute, letting the car idle in a bus stop, and spoke to him a little more.
因为我就是呢，把他呢，开到四街上，让他下车呢。但是呢，那个时候呢，我想跟他多聊几句。所以聊几句的呢，其实呢，我就没有注意到，我停在一个公交车的车站里面，让车呢停在那个公交车的车站那里，继续跟他说话。
And I saw behind me a policeman pulling in behind.
所以呢，我看到了一个警察把他的警车呢停在我的车后面。
I thought, I'm in trouble now.
我说，我现在有麻烦了。
And the policeman got out of the car, walked up to me, I rolled down the window.
然后那个警察呢，从他的车上下来，走到我的车子旁边，我就把车窗摇下来。
And he looked in the window and he said, "Hi, Harold."
他看见窗户，他说 ，"Hey, Harold."
And he said, "What are you doing here?"
你在这里干什么了
？I said, "Well, I'm just delivering this boy home from hobby classes."
他说我是从那个兴趣爱好班把这个孩子送回家。
And he said, "Well, good for you."
他说你对你来说是好事啊。
And he was in fellowship then in the assembly at Heather Bible Chapel.
所以呢，其实在那个 Heather 圣经教会里，他在那里和团契。
So instead of giving me a ticket, he said, "God bless you."
他并没有给我一张那个就是说罚单，他说神赐福你。
Okay, would you remember God is good?
所以你会记得神是良善的吗
？Paul says that it looked like I was dying, but I'm still alive. Hallelujah.
所以使徒保罗说呢，我看起来似乎是死了，但是我仍然活着。Hallelujah.
Could I remind you again? Don't criticize the people of God. Love them, help them, encourage them, pray for them, and keep on living together for the glory of the Lord Jesus.
所以我有没有跟大家提醒过大家，不要去批判神的人民呢？神的子民呢？要去爱他们，去鼓励他们。去帮助他们，去为他们祷告，一起和和睦睦的，高高兴兴的一起在一起。
And so we learn a lot from the Apostle Paul. I'm not sure. Did you count all those things that are to Paul's credit? Did you count them all up?
所以呢，我就是说，我们学了一点点关于使徒保罗的。我不是很确定，你们大家都数了吗？把那刚才我们学到的那所有的全都数下来，有多少条吗？
I'm not sure. I basically counted 28. I may be right or wrong.
现在我不是很确定，我大概数了一下有28条，但是呢，也可能，我有可能对的，有可能是错。
I concluded one thing.
我呢，得出一个结论。
The Apostle Paul was a good man.
那个，使徒保罗是个好人。
Let's keep reading verse 11.
我们继续来学第十一节。
He says, oh, you Corinthians, we've spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open.
也就是耶稣哥林多人呐，我向你们口是张开的，心是宽宏的。
It's true. He opened up his heart. He showed them what's going on the inside.
那这个也是个事实，他呢，张开了他的心，让他们看看他里面是什么。
You remember the story, don't you, about the little boy who's had a mummy and his mummy's face wasn't very good looking.
你们大家都记得这样一个故事是不是呢？一个小男孩呢看见他的妈妈，因为他妈妈的脸呢看起来不好看。
When he got a little bit older, he finally said to his mommy, he said, Mommy, what is wrong with your face? I don't like your face.
所以呢当那个小男孩长大一点的时候呢他最终呢他就问跟他妈妈说妈妈你脸上到底怎么回事呢我不喜欢你的那张脸。
She said to him, well, Johnny, you're old enough now, I can tell you the story.
所以呢妈妈跟他说 Johnny, 现在你已经长大了长大都足够大我可以告诉你这个故事了。
She said, Johnny, several years ago when you were just a little boy, she said, we had a fire in our house.
他说Johnny啊就是几年前呢当你还是个小男孩的时候呢我们家里着火了。
She said, you were still in the house, I was outside, you were still in the house. And I said, I've got to go in, and I've got to get my son.
所以呢他说呢房子着火的时候你还在那个房子里我在外面。但是呢我跟自己说我必须进去我必须我的孩子还在里面我必须把我的儿子给救出来。
She said, I ran into the house and I ran through the fire and I got you and I wrapped you in my coat and I ran out again.
那我就冲进去冲进那个着火的房子从火中间穿过去我就抓着抱着你抱着你然后用我的外套了把你包裹起来又从房子里冲出来了。
And she said, as I ran through the fire got my face and burned my face, and that's why the scars are on my face, Johnny.
他说 Johnny 啊，当我穿过那个火焰的时候呢，那个火焰把我的脸烧伤了，这就是为什么我脸上呢有烧伤的伤痕和伤疤。
Johnny said to his mother, Mommy, I love your face.
所以 Johnny 跟他妈妈说，妈妈。我开始喜欢你的脸了。
Paul opened his heart to the Corinthians, and he told them what was going on in his heart. And I'm sure they said, Paul, we love you. Thank you for all you did for us.
所以呢，使徒保罗是不是向哥林多人呢敞开他的胸怀呢？我认为呢，在当那个哥林多人看到使徒保罗的内心的时候呢，他们说呢，保罗啊，我们爱你，我们要顺服你，我们尊重你。
Now, verse 12 explains the Corinthians.
第十二节，他向哥林多人解释。
He says, you're not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections.
第十二节说你们狭窄不在乎我们而是在乎自己的心肠狭窄。
They used to say of the Apostle Paul, you know, the problem with you is you're so, all you're doing, you're always telling us, don't do this, don't do that, do this, do that. You're always restricting us. We can't do what we want. You're telling us what to do.
所以这个里面呢就是故事是这样的他们在跟使徒保罗说呢保罗你永远做这样的事情做这样的事情你告诉我们这不能做那不能做你永远在限制我们你永远告诉我们应该要去做什么。
Paul says to him, now listen, I'm not the problem. I'm not the one who is restricting you. This is how you're restricted. Your own affections. You want what you want.You want to play, you want your games, you want your fun, you want your own way. He said, that's what's restricting you. You can be broad and strong and happy and mighty, but you're restricted because of your own affections, not because of me.
所以那使徒保罗说，哎，这个我没有限制你们，问题不在我这里，问题在你们那里，因为你们自己那个狭窄的心肠呢，所以你们通常能限制到自己。你说这是我想做的，我想做什么我就做什么，我需要，我想去玩耍，我想要有乐趣，我想要去做我自己想做的事情。所以使徒保罗说，本来你们可以去做一些很宽宏大量的事情，你们可以去做很多其他的一些事情，但是你们自己的狭窄心肠的限制了你们自己。
So be careful now. Don't blame somebody else for your problems.
所以呢，现在要仔细小心了，不要去因为你自己的麻烦去责怪别人。
And in particular, don't blame the man of God for your problems.
所以特别的是呢，不要去责怪那个神的子民，因为你是你自己的问题。
Did the Corinthians have lots of problems?
那么哥林多人他们存在很多问题吗？
Yes. Was it his fault?
当然了，那是他们的错吗？
No, Paul brought them the solution. Wasn't Paul's fault.
所以呢，不是保罗的错，因为保罗呢给他们带来解决方案。
So, verse 13, he says, Now, in return for the same, I speak to you as children, you also be open.
第十三节说呢，你们也要照样用宽宏的心报答我，我这话正像对自己的孩子说的。
Now he said, I was open to you, I've explained my heart to you, and you know where I come from. Now, you also be open before God.
所以他说我现在呢
Before God.
所以他说呢其实呢我把自己开放给你们，你知道我心里想什么，你知道我从哪里来，你知道我要干什么，所以呢你们也要在神的面前把你们的心敞开，你们向神敞开你们自己的心。
So that's a long story about the Apostle Paul.
其实这是很长的一个故事，关于使徒保罗的。
And I think, frankly, that the Corinthians were humbled by that story.
所以呢，我坦率地说呢，我认为呢，哥林多人呢，因为这故事，他们谦卑了自己。
And so then Paul goes on and he says, Now I'm going to tell you a few more things that you need to know.
然后呢，下面呢，保罗跟他们说呢，我现在要告诉你们几件你们应该知道的事情。
He says, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
他说你们和不信的原不相配。
So, you remember what a yoke is, don't you?
所以呢，你们知道那个鹅是什么，是不是？
You get two oxen who are going to plow a field.
所以你要两个公牛，你要一起来犁地。
So you hook up oxen to the plow, and one ox isn't strong enough to pull the plow. You got to get two oxen to pull the plow.
所以呢，你把一只公牛拿来犁地，那么一只公牛呢，它没有足够的力量去拉动那个犁，你必须要拿两只公牛来拉一个犁。
So you hook up two oxen to pull the plow, and then they start pulling. And one ox goes this way, and the other ox goes that way. And what happens?
所以呢，如果你把两只牛呢放在一起来拿犁的话，当你开始的时候，一头牛往这边走，一头牛往那边走，会发生什么？
Well, the plow goes nowhere, and the whole thing's hopeless.
所以呢，那个犁呢，它就哪里也动不了，所以呢，你完全做不了任何事情。
So the only way you can double ox power in a field is to put a yoke over each of the oxen. And the yoke goes around the head of one and around the head of the other. And they're locked together so that they will always go together. They can't go off in their independent way. They must go together.
所以这个你呢，唯一呢，你让两头公牛的力量加倍的方式呢，你是把那个牛呢套上它的鹅，那个鹅呢是套在那个牛的脖子上，所以呢，你一头牛上套一个脖子，脖子上套个鹅，另一头牛上呢，脖子上也套一个鹅，然后呢，把这两个鹅呢锁起来连在一起，所以这样呢，这两头牛呢，它走的时候呢，它就不可能按照它自己的方式走。他必须朝一个方向走，这样才能离地。
Now, this is the great principle then of the Christian life. The Christian is an ox like an ox, and he is going to travel with another ox, but both the oxen are to be believers. You can't have one ox that's a believer and another ox that's not a believer.
所以这是基督徒人生的一个原则，就是基督徒呢，他永远是说他和其他的是像一头公牛一样，他是和其他的一头公牛在一起的，所以这永远呢，他在一起去做工的话呢，所以两个呢都必须是基督徒，所以你不可能说一个是基督徒，一个是不是基督徒，你一起去拿这个，你一起去工作。
So in the affairs of life, go with the Christians.
所以呢，在人生呢，里面呢，就是说你要和基督徒在一起。
So there are reasons for this.
这里有为什么要这么做的原因。
First reason, verse 14, what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness?
这个呢，第一条原因呢，就是义和不义有什么交通吗？
Okay, the two you're walking down together.One is righteous and the other isn't. And you say, all right, what should we do next? And the righteous man says, we should do what is right. And the unrighteous man says, why? We can make more money by doing what is wrong.
所以这个呢是这样的，有两个人呢在一起，一个是公义的，一个是不公义的。所以呢他们一起呢在这走，那个公义的人呢说，我应该去做公义的事情。那么那个不公义的人呢说呢，为什么啊？我们不去赚点钱，我们不去有更多的那种乐趣呢？所以两个人呢，他们走的方向想法是不一样。
The businessman says we must be honest. The Christian businessman says we must be honest. The non-Christian businessman says no, we can cheat, we can tell a lie.
所以呢就是说那种基督徒的做生意的人说呢，我们不能撒谎，我们必须做正确的事情。那个非基督徒的生意人呢，他说不，我们可以去欺骗人，我们可以去赚更多的钱，我们可以去做错事。
But if you're yoked together, then if the Christian man is powerful, he keeps the non-Christian man from telling a lie, and they go this way.But sooner or later, the non-Christian man says, no, we can cheat, and he drags the Christian man that way.
这个里面呢，就是他如果两个人同父异母的话，那么说这个基督徒的这个生意人呢，他的如果有足够的强大，他会说呢，他的力量足够强大，把他们带到这边方向去走。但是迟迟早早那个就是说非生意人呢，他不诚实人，他会把你带到另外一个方向去。
So, the apostles say, don't be unequally yoked together, because righteousness and lawlessness won't work together.
现在使徒保罗说呢，不要与不义的人同父异母，义的人和不义人不要同父异母，因为义和不义不可能有什么交通。
And secondly, the issue is what communion hath light with darkness?
第二个问题呢，就是光和黑暗有什么相通呢？
So, you're walking along, and the Christian has light, and the non-Christian has darkness, and so, you keep on walking, what's going to happen?
所以呢，你们一起一同行走，那么说基督徒呢，有光，那么的非基督徒呢，它是黑暗的，那么最终会发生什么呢？
The non-Christian is going to stumble because he's walking in darkness, and when he stumbles, he'll pull the Christian over.
所以呢，那个非基督徒呢，他会跌倒，跌倒因为他在黑暗中行走。但是跌倒以后呢，他会带着把那个基督徒呢也带着跌倒。
Verse 15, what accord has Christ with Belial?
第十五节说，基德和比勒有什么相合呢？
So you can imagine two walking together. One is Jesus Christ and the other is the devil.
你可以去想象一下两个在一起行走，一个是耶稣基督，另一个是魔鬼。
Is that going to work?
这个会有用吗？
That's absolute nonsense.
这是完全没有任何道理。
And then lastly, the summary is, or what part as a believer with an unbeliever?
那最后一部分说信与不信的有什么相干呢？
So a believer and an unbeliever in partnership makes no more sense than Christ and Belial in partnership, or light and darkness in partnership, or righteousness and lawlessness in partnership.
所以呢，这个信和不信的人呢，他们有这样的伙伴关系，跟那个就是基督和魔鬼没有任何的伙伴关系，是一个道理。还有光明和黑暗没有任何的伙伴关系，也是一个道理。义和不义没有任何的相交，也是一个道理。
Verse 16 now, and what agreement has the temple of God with idols?
第十六节说，神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？
What would you think if you walked into the temple of God in the days of Solomon and right beside the Ark of the Covenant was a statue of Dagon?
所以呢，这个呢，如果你在那个所罗门的那个年代，你走到神的圣殿里面去的时候，你发现那个神的约柜呢在这边，然后那个打滚的那个雕像在那边，你会有什么想法呢？
And you would say, well, that would be ridiculous.Having a statue of Dagon in the house of the Lord.
你说这是极其荒谬的，如果你把一个大滚的那个雕像放在主的圣殿里面的时候。
It went the other way around once, didn't it?
所以呢，这个又从另一个方向走错了，是不是？
The Ark of the Covenant was brought into the house of the Philistine god Dagon.
所以呢，这个就是呢，神的约柜被带到了那个腓尼斯坦人的那个庙里，那个大滚的庙里。
You'll remember that the Philistines left it like that one night.
你呢，记得当时呢，腓尼斯坦人把那个放在他们的庙里，过夜。
When they came in the morning, the statue of Dagon had fallen over.And had bowed itself before the Ark of the Covenant.
所以呢，第二天早上他们来的时候呢，他们发现那个大滚的雕像呢，倒着的，倒下来呢，就是说呢，伏在那个约柜的前面。
The two don't fit together. Believers and unbelievers, they cannot walk together. They cannot work together.
所以呢，这两个人他不能可能在一起。那信徒和不信徒不能一同行走，也不能一同工作。
So verse number 16 carries on and says, "For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said to them, I will dwell in them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people."
所以这个里面第十六节继续说呢，因为你们是永生神的殿，就如神曾说，我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间行走，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
So he's saying, now remember you Corinthians, you used to be unbelievers. You acted in a foolish way and in an evil way, but now you are the temple of God and God wants to live in you.He will be your God. He'll walk with you, and you will be his people.
因为他说呢，哥林多人呐，你们现在要记得，当你们还没有信的时候呢，你们是在走在邪恶的路上，你走在一个奇怪的路上。那么现在呢，你们是神的子民呢，神说呢，你是神的永生神的殿，他要住在你们中间，你这神要做他要做你们的神，你们要做他的子民。
And therefore, verse 17, the conclusion from the Lord is, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord to the Christian. Do not touch what is unclean. I will receive you. I will be a father to you. And you shall be my sons and my daughters, says the Lord Almighty.
第十七节第十八节做出一个结论，说主说你们勿要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾不洁净的物，我就接纳你们，我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女，这是全能的主说的。
So here are these two walking together.
所以这里有两个同行。
And one becomes a Christian.
一个呢成为了基督徒。
And then he says, we got a problem. I don't think the way I used to think. I think God's way now. And so the responsibility is that he separates from the ungodly and he separates to God himself.
所以他说呢现在呢我信了主，信了主，我现在是不一样的，我的想法也是不一样的，因此呢，因此我要那个和这个不信的人呢分开，我要分开他，我要把自己分开到神那里去。
And so the Christian says, well, actually, that was a good separation. I used to be together with a non-Christian, but I separated. Now I'm with God. I'm with God who is my father. And I'm one of the Christian brothers and sisters. I used to be with the ungodly. Now I'm with God. Can't be with both.
所以这个里面的基督徒说呢，这是一个很好的分开。分开呢，我因为我通常呢，我和那些非基督徒分呢还在一起。现在我要和这些非基督徒分开了，分开了，我呢神是我的父，然后我还有很多基督徒呢做我的弟兄姊妹。
So now a long story.
所以呢，这是一个长的故事。
Many years ago, a man who became my friend became a Christian.
所以呢，很多年前，他的一个朋友呢，成为了基督徒。
He hadn't been a Christian very long before he realized that he was in business partnership with a man who was not a Christian.
所以呢，他那个成为基督徒时间不长，不长，他还没意识到呢，他的那个合作伙伴呢，在生意上的合作伙伴呢，是不是基督徒？
So he went to the man who was not a Christian, and he said to him, you know, we're going to have a problem. He said, I'm a Christian. I'm not supposed to be in business with a man who's not a Christian. I'm not sure what to do. He said, I'm going to give you some gospel literature. You need to become a Christian too.
所以呢，他去找那个不信的人，他说呢，我现在成为了基督徒，所以呢，我不应该和一个不是基督徒的人在一起做生意，我也不知道怎么去解决这个问题，所以呢，这个问题存在在我们中间，所以我要给你一些福音的单章，你要读了以后呢，你也要成为基督徒，我们才可以合伙做生意。
So he went to the man a few days later, and he said, now, what do you think we should do?
所以呢，几天以后，他又去找那个人。他说：“你认为我们应该怎么做呢？”
And the man said, "I don't think we should do anything."
所以那个人说呢：“我认为我们什么也不要做。”
And so the first man said to him, "Well, we've got to do something because the Bible says I can't be in business fellowship with you. You're not a Christian."
所以他那个第一个那个基督徒说呢，我们必须要做点什么，因为圣经告诉我们说呢，我们基督徒呢不应该和那个非基督徒一起做生意。
He said, well, I understand that, but he said, you can be in fellowship with me, you can be in business with me, because I just became a Christian too.
所以呢，他说我理解。我理解，所以呢，你现在呢可以和我做生意，你也可以和我有那个亲密的关系，因为我刚刚成为了基督徒。
So, hallelujah! They were both non-Christians, and they both became Christians. Good story.
所以呢，哈利路亚，他们呢，本来都不是基督徒，现在他们两个都成为基督徒了，是一个很好的故事。
But the second man had a wife.
但是呢，第二个人呢，有个妻子。
And she said, I don't know what to do.
My
husband has become a Christian. I'm not sure that I want to live with him. I don't know how to handle it. She actually went to, her relative. I think it was her uncle, who was a senior judge in the city of Vancouver.
那然后他妻子说呢，哎呀，我现在都不知道怎么办了，我不知道我该干什么，我不知道我应不应该和他在一起生活，我都不知道该怎么做。 所以这个时候呢，他去找一个他的，我认识他的叔叔，他是温哥华的一个那个高级法官。
And so she said to the, her relative, the judge, she said, what do you think I should do?
所以呢，他跟他的亲戚那个法官说呢，啊，你认为给我点建议，我应该怎么做呢？
So he said, well, I don't really know, but I think you should speak to the judge next door.
所以他说呢，我真的不知道该跟你说什么。他我认为你应该去跟隔壁的那个法官聊聊。
And the judge next door just happened to be a good friend of my father.
所以呢，在那隔壁那个法官呢，跟我的父亲呢是好朋友。
And so she went to the judge next door. She said, what do you think I should do?
所以呢，他走到那个隔壁那个法官那去，他说：“你认为我应该怎么做？”
The judge next door said, "That's simple. I think you should become a Christian too."
所以呢，那个隔壁那个法官说呢，这个事情很简单了，你我认为你也应该成为基督徒。
And she did.
然后他成为了基督徒。
And that's just one of many wonderful stories that we could tell.
所以这就是。很多那个美妙的故事啊，我们可以之一，我们可以讲的。
But the big issue is, what happens when you're a Christian and you're married to somebody who's not a Christian?
现在大问题呢，就是说，如果你是基督徒，但是你和一个非基督徒结婚了，怎么办呢？
And the teaching of the Bible in, First Corinthians chapter 7 and in First Peter chapter 2, I believe it is. But in both these cases, the teaching is to the Christian, don't separate from the non-Christian. Pray for the non-Christian. Stay together and he by the grace of God, she by the grace of God will trust the Savior too.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，在那个《哥林多前书》第七章里，还有他相信是在《彼得前书》第二章里所讲到的，如果你跟一个非基督徒结婚了，你们不要分开，你们要在一起，在一起呢为他祷告，为祷告呢借着神的恩典呢，你的配偶呢会成为基督徒的。
All right, now this issue is a very important issue.And our time is gone for today. I want to return to this issue next week, especially the issue of being married to somebody who isn't a believer, being in business with somebody who isn't a believer. It's a big issue, and we need to know what the Bible says about it. So don't worry, keep praying, and next week we'll deal with it in greater detail.
所以这个问题呢是一个很重要的问题。问题是呢，我们现在时间到了，时间到了呢，我们应该花很多的时间，大量时间来针对这个问题来讲，就是说圣经是怎么说的。所以因为呢这个问题呢，通常呢就是说你是和不信的人结了婚会怎么办？你的那个和不信的人做生意，一起做生意应该怎么办？我们要下个星期呢继续来要花很多的时间来讲，因为这是个大问题，讲讲在这种环境下圣经是怎么说的，我们应该怎么去做。
All right, let's have a word of prayer. I just remembered part of that story that's related to this that I haven't passed on to you. If you've got a good memory, you might ask me for the rest of the story about those two judges.
所以这个里面呢就是说呢我记得我这个故事刚才给你们讲的故事呢就一直讲了一半，讲了一部分还没讲完。如果你们大家记性好，下次呢讲的时候呢你要提醒他让他继续跟我们告诉我们，就是说在那两个法官之间最后发生了什么事情。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we're dealing here with issues.Big issues of life.
所以主啊，我们现在呢，在针对一个大问题，我们人生的一个大问题。
And we're thankful that you're a good God and you understand not only what we should do, but how to put things together after we didn't do them the way they should have been done.
所以主啊，我们知道您是一个大伟大的神呢，所以呢，您也知道，就是说呢，我们应该告诉我们，应该我们在这样的大问题上是应该怎么去做。也是说，如果我们没有去做，那么说出现这样的大问题以后呢，最后呢，我们应该怎么把它汇总在一起，怎么去解决
？So Lord, help us, we pray, to understand and to obey these great teachings regarding the unequal yoke.
所以呢，主要求您帮助我们去理解，并且去这样的教导，去顺服这样的教导，就是说呢，不可同父一轭这样的教导。
Help us to rest in your goodness, and help us to understand, and in particular, help us as we deal with the subject more next week.
所以呢，请您帮助我们呢，在您的良善里有安息，也帮助我们呢，下个星期来的时候，让我们继续的去针对这样的一个大的问题呢，去也帮助我们去理解，尤其是下个星期来的时候，帮助我们去理解这样的事情。
And we give thanks now and look to you for much blessing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在献上感恩呢，祈求您呢，多多的赐福。我们的祷告感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. May the Lord bless us all.